This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, it's all about being here, in a manner of speaking. It's Thursday, March the 26th, and when I say it's all about being here, it is. It's pretty much all about being here versus being somewhere else. Working together are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, and you, celebrating a lot of airtime, a lot of problems that we've worked our way through, but we're in the midst of something here that is incredibly painful to pretty much everybody, not mine, our country, pretty much around the world. It's amazing what happens. It isn't just about money. It's about our health. It's about our psychological and spiritual well-being, because we don't really know. Probably isn't a word that we need to use much. It's not about blame. It's not about a lot of things that have happened that just have happened. It is what it is. And not much we could do at the moment. Whether we could have done something before is nonsense to talk about. This is far from business as usual. This is the strangest position I've ever felt in my life. Frankly, I'm sure many of you echo that when you think about your spiritual or psychological or physical well-being, whatever it is. And some people describe this as uncharted, challenging, the uncertainty of it all, the new normal. Maybe that's the right way of looking at it. This is the new normal. We have seen the deadliest day so far. I think, a couple of hundred people have died, and most of them are in New York City. I guess I'm going to go to you, Victoria, first in this hour to sort of take the pulse of what's going on in New York, and then Jennifer, you in L.A. The middle of the country still doesn't seem to have many of the same challenges that the two largest cities and the two largest states in the country have. And whether they get separated off or not, who knows? I say who knows to pretty much everything, because I don't think there are answers. There's speculation. There's a lot of nonsense, a lot of trash talk. A lot of things that are being talked about on the air or the focus is pretty nonsensical. The astronomical surge in New York, though, Victoria, I think, at least in terms of what's the reality there? I don't want to spend too much time on it, but I think that it's worth an overview if you have it.
Yeah, well, New York now has more than 30,000 cases. That's basically about half of all of the cases in the country are in New York. Mm-hmm. 13 patients died overnight in 24 hours. It's definitely, as, you know, Governor Cuomo and the medical experts in New York have predicted, it's definitely ramping up. On a, you know, personal note, this really hit home yesterday. My husband's grandmother has it, and she's in the hospital in Queens in New York. Mm-hmm. She is almost 88 and has COPD, so we're obviously very concerned with her condition. No one's allowed to visit,
let me stop you there for a sec. Let's talk about the reality of how you let, and I mean this in the most wonderful way. One of the people who works with me on the farm's mother is in the same exact condition Lewis's grandmother is in. And she's 92, 93, something like that. And so Mary has spent every waking moment with her, and she's all worried that she's going to die. And I looked at her and I said, you know what? Maybe it's time she stopped eating. You just let her go. She has maybe decided on her own. You can't talk to her. So you don't know what she's thinking. It's very difficult for sure. But under these circumstances, it may be just better for you to let her go and for her to let her go. All the worrying and trying to making yourself crazy and you'll get sick And she doesn't have the virus at all. She just has,
Oh, well, that's different, though, because Lewis's grandmother is not in that condition at all.
No.
So, this is, you know, she went into the hospital, two days ago in the morning, and they didn't think she had it, because she just was experiencing shortness of breath. She sleeps with oxygen at night at home. And then, something happened. I guess she wasn't improving with the increase of oxygen. And then at 3 a.m. yesterday, the doctors called Lewis's parents because, again, no one's allowed in to visit the hospital. So they called them and said that they had tested her and that she was positive. So, we're just kind of waiting right now to see. She's not on the cocktail drug of the Z-Pak and the chloroquine. She's not on that. I don't know why we're trying
won't
to
put
get
her, well, because
answers.
Of her age. Much as anything else, it'd be because of her age. That's what
well, they're in New York. Actually, that's not true. In New York, in Lenox Hill Hospital, they're giving it to the highest risk patients. So I don't know what the reason is. Hopefully today we'll get some more answers. But she basically is like a mother to Lewis more than a grandmother. So this is just a really difficult emotional time. Yeah. And also, you know, to be really honest, this is exactly why you're supposed to stay home. His grandmother lives in the house with his parents and his sister. All three of his parents and his sister all refused to stay at home. They all continued to go out. His sister went out to bars and restaurants and up until a week ago. And this is how irresponsible it is. When Dr. Fauci comes on, you can't watch anything on streaming without seeing Dr. Fauci's PSA. He says, don't be selfish, stay at home. This is not about you. It's about the older people in your life that, you know, you supposedly care about. And this is what happens because his grandmother hasn't left the house in a couple months, so she didn't give it to herself. And it's, you know, and I think a lot of families are going to be dealing with this reality of, oh, well, I guess we should have taken it more seriously. And, you know, and now his grandmother's life hangs in the balance because of selfishness. And I think a lot of stories are going to start coming out like that. That stupid kid, Brady, whatever his name is, down in Florida, his parents basically made him issue an apology now that he's back home in Ohio. Oh, and I love my grandparents and blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? How much do you really love your grandparents when you're being selfish and you're going out and you're partying?
Selfish. It's also being selfish. It really is.
That's all it is.
It's part of the recoil, if you will, from a generation or two that has had a lot more, shall we say, flexibility, a lot more open, whatever it is. And it doesn't.
The other part of it, I think, is also misinformation. And I would not be surprised whatsoever if after this is all over, if Fox News on TV, if they don't get some class action lawsuits for misinformation, because Lewis's parents love Trump, voted for him, love Fox News, and they cited that as well. Fox News said it wasn't as bad as it was. They said it wasn't that serious, and so we continued to go out.
I watch Fox News a lot, and I hear a lot of people saying that, and I don't know that that's necessarily, I don't know.
They've changed their tune recently,
well,
but in the beginning, it was definitely downplayed.
I think everybody has because there was such an overreaction to it at the beginning. And I think there are a lot of people who still believe that even though there are people who are sick and who are, you know, in trouble and fighting for their lives in some cases, that this is an overreaction from an economic standpoint. And I mean, there are just a lot of people who feel that way, that there can be two things that are done at the same time. And that's protecting people while not shutting down the country. And I think we can't validate one without the other, since this is really unprecedented. And so I don't know.
I've watched it, and
I don't know that people didn't. I mean, maybe.
Oh, I
don't
know.
A lot of people haven't. Yeah, a lot of people. I mean, including
people,
you know, his family.
But
well,
if you have an older person, if you want to go out and do whatever you want to do, just don't be around an older person. I have not seen my parents in person in a month. I will not be around them. And that's just what you have to do. And unfortunately, people are not taking that seriously, especially when you have an 88-year-old woman who lives in the house with you. I just don't understand how, I don't know. It's so irresponsible and it's so selfish. I don't get it.
All right, so let's move from a couple of other things that are inherent to the discussion today. The number of people, it's near 1,000 now, and it's gone up, three times in 3 days or something, according to what I've put together in terms of numbers. That ought to scare people enough to keep them home, much as anything else. But again, for some, it's going to be too late because they didn't take all this stuff seriously. The distancing is important. There are 65 or 70,000 people here that have tested positive for the coronavirus. And the economic realities of this, pretty much the country is going to be shut down economically. It's just that's the way it is. Whether it's 2 weeks or 2 months or whatever it is, that's the reality. And so, you know, I find it interesting. I'm thankful that some of the advertisers have stayed on here, and you see some pretty healthy advertising on television. But the terms under which it's being bought and how, you know, that's a behind-the-scenes thing, and that's something to talk about. But I'd rather have, at the moment, a few observations, Jennifer, from you in Los Angeles as to what the reality is there. The stuff that Victoria's talking about is happening in New York, could happen most anywhere. I'm just wondering what responses there are. In New York, it's pretty strong. In Los Angeles, what are people thinking? What do you get out of talking to people on the air on your local program every morning?
I think it's a real mix. It's a mix of people going, whoa, is this too much? What's going on? Every day there seems to be a new regulation with every press conference that's happening. But I also think there are a lot of people who are scared and trying to do their best to keep their family safe. I mean, it really is a mixed bag of emotions. And I think it's not just one way or the other for a lot of people who, you know, live paycheck to paycheck. I mean, how many stories do we do where people don't have any money socked away to keep themselves safe? And that's really the reality of all this, is that some people just don't have the luxury to hold away for a little while. But in any case, the newest order, essentially, from Mayor Garcetti of Los Angeles is that he's going to have ambassadors. Usually you think of ambassadors of goodwill. He's going to have ambassadors going door-to-door to non-essential or to businesses that are still open that he deems to be non-essential, and he's going to start cutting the water and power to these businesses. So that's a pretty big step. I'm sorry?
So if they stay open,
does he feel people aren't paying attention or they're not following the orders? Is that
he must? And it's,
now,
there are a few places because, you know, we're essential. The business that I run with my dad is a media company, so we are essential. And when I look around going to work every single day, there are a lot of businesses that are still open, obviously, and there's still cars in the parking lot, but I don't know exactly what they do. So I don't pass judgment. Certainly the traffic is way down. There's no so obviously many people, by and large, are taking this very seriously. So that's the latest from L.A. County. As far as some of the numbers go, there are 13 people who've died in L.A. County. The officials actually adjusted that number yesterday because one included a teenager that died from this, and they backtracked it immediately. Both the mayor and the governor said this is an example that anybody can get it. This is a teen who died from coronavirus, and they actually backtracked it and said that there is an investigation going on as to whether the teen died from coronavirus or not. So they've taken that out of the column of people who have died. According to the numbers, there's 3,158 confirmed cases in California and 67 deaths so far.
Look at Texas. I'm looking around at some of the states around, and we have a lot of listeners in Texas.
I haven't heard much about it. Has it been hit hard?
1,000 confirmed cases. 12 people have died.
Okay.
The hospitals are coming online. Medical centers are trying to do the tele-doctoring or whatever.
Telemedicine, what, yeah.
Telemedicine, yeah. There's a lot of that.
That's very helpful.
On. Yeah, it is, actually. I was online with somebody last night. I was actually teaching. You got to kick out of this. I was teaching somebody how to use Zoom.
And,
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall for that one.
Yeah. Well, thanks to Kara, because she's the one who taught me how to use it. It's fairly simple to use. But a lot of these things, the trends that began last week seem to be more focus and probably more appropriate for us to be thinking about as we move ahead here. 21 after the hour.
Music.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tunes ever from Elton John, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, is how we start our focus in terms of music for this hour on the DJV programs coming up to 24 after the hour with Jen and Victoria, Kara, Doug, Hugh, and Elton John, who's hosting a living room concert for relief. Billie Eilish is participating, Mariah Carey, Green Day's Billy Joe Armstrong, and Alicia Keys will be among those delivering at-home performances on this broadcast special. Be on Fox on Sunday, airing commercial-free. It's an hour-long living room concert for America. That's what it's called. Paying tribute to the health professionals, first responders, local heroes who are battling this outbreak. The special is going to encourage viewers to support Feeding America and the First Responders Children's Foundation. The Backstreet Boys, Tim McGraw, and more also taking part in this special, which will air in the iHeartRadio Music Awards original broadcast time slot after the show was put off. Every performance on this Living Room Concert for America special, filmed using the artist's personal cell phones, cameras, and audio equipment to ensure the health and safety of all the people involved. It'll be interesting. Even know how they edited it.
Fun to watch.
Yeah, it will be kind of fun to watch. Fox will air the special simultaneously on all of its linear and digital platforms. iHeartRadio broadcasting this concert on all of its stations nationwide, as well as the iHeart app. So that's something I'm sure a lot of people are going to be tuned in for a lot of different reasons, as you're suggesting, Victoria, because it is supportive of those. We're a giving nation most of the time when problems come up, but I think people will be, I'm not suggesting they ought to be, but there'll be some reservation in terms of money going in. I think they'll find support, certainly for Feeding America and the First Responders Children's Foundation, but I also think that people are going to be thinking, okay, what do I have to give? And maybe that's something you think about between now and then. And think about other ways of you giving. It doesn't have to be money. It could be somehow or other you're supporting then people in my town or going around to businesses looking for masks, kind of stuff.
Any personal protection equipment, PPE is a term we've been hearing a lot, then definitely donate it to your local hospital.
Yeah. All right, so that's the Elton John concert for Sunday. I was noticing this as we went off the air yesterday, the Jackson Browne, who's someone that certainly comes out of my era, has tested positive for the virus. He was suspicious that something wasn't right. He started feeling ill the last couple of weeks. He said, as soon as I had a small cough and a temperature, I tested for the COVID-19. Turns out he tested positive. He's recuperating in his home in L.A. He said, quote, my symptoms are really pretty mild, so I don't require any kind of medication, certainly not hospitalization or anything like that. He's 71 years old, not sure where he got it, but he suspected his recent trip to New York for the annual Love Rocks New York benefit, which featured Cyndi Lauper, Dave Matthews, Warren Haynes, Susan Tedeschi, Derek Trux, may have been the source. I'd say he's probably on the right path, actually.
That was, I had to look that up. That was March 12th, so that kind of tracks. But about two weeks later.
He says so many people that have it, aren't going to be tested. They don't have symptoms, but they might have it, and they might be able to pass it on. That's what younger people need to understand. They need to take part in the global response to stop the spread of all of this. That means not going anywhere, not getting into contact with anyone, not seeing anybody. The prognosis for what to do once you test positive is pretty much the same as if you don't test positive, which is to stay put, stay self-quarantined, don't expose yourself to anybody, don't go anywhere. After he tested positive, Jackson Browne dropped a new song called A Little Soon to Say. It's available as of tomorrow. Featured on his upcoming album, which won't come out until the fall. Still has his voice.
Yeah, sounds the same.
Yeah, still sounds like Jackson Browne. Searching the horizon. Running on Empty is another one of the songs that I always thought was a great tune in many different ways. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus package finally passed by the U.S. Senate after Democrats had taken issue with the original version. The final bill, as passed by the Senate, provides money for businesses and individuals hit hard by the pandemic so as to keep the economy going. And most Americans who make less than $70,000 a year will be getting checks for at least $1,200. The bill now goes to the House, where the Senate's top Republican, Mitch McConnell, hopes the bipartisan spirit will continue. On how the Senate came together, McConnell says,
I think one of the reasons that happened is we're inspired by what's going on around the country. People are helping each other, reaching out, looking for ways to make a difference, following the directions of the healthcare professionals.
Russia is now grounding all international air flights after recording its biggest one-day spike in the virus there. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Take a deep breath, everybody. It's Thursday, the 26th of March. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here with her deep breath, and Victoria Keelan is breathing well. Kara Schillen is in Washington, the controls of our main studio. Pretty much with the stay-at-home orders, all I did yesterday was go from the house to the farm and back again. But there's not. We usually have a lot of traffic. I live on a rural road that during rush hour is used as a cut-through for people going to businesses on either side of the community. And pretty much, I think I counted, I don't know, when I was paying attention, maybe 14 cars through the course of the afternoon when I was out. And that's pretty much what most people are experiencing, depending on where you are. So I am thinking a lot about how to make this program of value. And it, yes, to a certain extent, I want to give you the stats. I thought it was interesting that some of the people, I was looking at info on my old school, my alma mater, Heidelberg University, closed down for the end of the year. And,
is that in Ohio or Illinois?
Yes.
No, Ohio, okay.
Northwest Ohio.
I think all of Ohio was pretty quick to shut down, right?
Yep.
The
yeah.
schools kind of...
No graduation.
Yeah.
The schools are closed there. My friend who's one of my partners in the business venture that we're involved in is also the principal of a school. And he said that he was told yesterday that you can expect probably the school year to be finished without people coming back to school, at least in California.
Yeah.
And I think that may be the case, whether it's the public school system, private school system, university system. There are a lot of people who are gaining, frankly, a lot of knowledge by doing the at-home thing. That seems to have, a lot of people are intrigued by it and doing pretty well. If you want to graduate early, then you can. There are a lot of people that are volunteering. The thing is that all of the problem with bureaucrats is they are they're bureaucrats. So what do we do to make up the 180 days? What the hell difference does it make at this point? It really, that's, you know, that
kind
of,
I just wonder if kids can actually stay on the, stay up to par with their learning. You know, if this is going to affect standardized testing. Yeah, I wonder where it's going to leave kids at the end of it.
And what people who homeschool will say is that you don't have to spend 6 or 8 hours a day like kids spend in school educating when it's one-on-one, because you don't have all the other stuff that kind of crowds into teaching. And so they say that you can really condense it when you're homeschooling. I know for, like, just speaking for what's happening in my life, is that Jeff, my fiance, has two kids, and he and his ex-wife are now in charge of their education at home. And he was saying that what should take about 3 hours is really taking them about an hour and 45 minutes to complete all the work that they're being assigned remotely from their teachers. Now, I think next week is when they're going to start doing, like, remote education online. But at this point, moms and dads are having to be pretty creative about coming up with a schedule to make sure that they're still doing things that are productive and not just sitting on the couch watching TV or playing on devices.
The important thing is not to let your head get in front of you. Think with your heart and not necessarily with your head, because your head will screw you up and screw you over in a lot of circumstances.
You'll
think about the worst case scenario and everything. To sort of go back to what we were saying a minute ago, the testing of people, I think that what's going to happen in this new world order, if you will, the new normal, we're going to look at a lot of things and we're going to take action on things that we, or I'm hoping this is going to be the case, that were of no productive value whatsoever. Testing students and testing people the way we have doesn't have any connection to what knowledge there is. It never has. It's a test for the sake of being tested. And so a lot of people are not going to, you know, there's no point to testing. And that maybe will go by the boards. I'm not saying there's no point to testing for the virus. I'm saying there's no point to testing for knowledge in terms of what students have in their head and what they don't have in their head. Anyway, so we move around the rest of the world. The situation is pretty much the same as I think we painted a picture on Monday of where the busiest and toughest traffic in this department is. The world of transportation that is moving people around has pretty much come to a standstill all around the world. There are some planes that are, I noticed American has limited their flights to one person in each of the three seats, so they're separating you. You can only have, so if it's a plane that normally would hold, let's say, 189 people, three across in each, there's only one third of that number could be possible, but I think they'd be lucky to get that many people on a plane because they're just not.
Time to fly. That sounds fantastic,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, but they're, yeah.
I know, I'm teasing.
Maybe. But it's just, they will need the biggest of all of the bailouts. That's going to be, at least as of the moment, what's going to be affected more. People working for the airlines are at 50% now. Pretty much all of them have cut the pay in half so that they can hold on to their benefits. But that's, you know, but that's about it. And that may be what goes on in the companies that you work for. I wonder how many folks are listening to senators and congresspersons. Yesterday, I actually sent an email to my congressperson. Her name is Catherine Clark. You know, we have all of these supposedly ability to file for state. And I've requested loans for my businesses, or I'm trying to. I filled out the forms, but there's no answer. When you fax them, there's no pickup on the other end.
Where'd you get the form?
Dead. Off the state website.
The best thing that you can do, I talked to someone, is that it used to be that you have to go through banks to get small business loans.
No,
the
you don't
SBA.
Have to, no. Yeah, but you can't find. If you go on that site right now, and you'll see that it's closed because It's for maintenance is what it says. I went there yesterday.
I heard that complaint from someone. I talked to the SBA administrator, so when that opens up, that site is going to be a great resource. The other thing is that there are going to be a whole ton of new programs once Trump signs a stimulus bill, which the Senate had finally unanimously passed late last night. So now the House will have it. Pelosi says that she thinks that it'll pass no problem, so they'll probably do unanimous consent, and then it'll go to Trump's desk. Once he signs that, be on the lookout at SBA.gov because there's going to be a whole slew of new resources that are part of the stimulus.
But you should be able to apply for them now. The forms are there.
I agree, but you won't be able to until they... Because here's the joke about all of this, is that no one knows exactly how this looks in the public. So only Congress knows what this looks like. So they can't put those forms up until they know what it looks like.
Well, and I wonder if that's the same. There are state forms, but they don't go anywhere either. So all it is, it basically is frustrating people and gives them more reason to be anxious, much as anything else. If you have a therapist, probably a good time to be in connection with him or her. The states, my best way of serving you is to have our conversations and hear the experiences we're having, maybe give you ideas about what to do, but to have the doctors on the air, Dr. Ken and Jack Stockwell, and I don't know whether, I was listening to one program yesterday where they're taking listener calls, and it's kind of like getting, it's like going to, having an astrologer on the air and having somebody call and want their astrological chart read. It doesn't serve the rest of the audience. And so we can come up with scenarios, like, for example, the number of states that are cracking down on prescriptions that are of no value. It's noted that boards in Idaho and Kentucky, Nevada, North Carolina, Texas, Ohio, Oklahoma, and West Virginia are looking into a spike in prescriptions for drugs like the ones that I can't pronounce. What is it? Chloroquine?
Chloroquine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So and some of the pharmacists say that they were being prescribed to doctors' families and their staff, which is okay. So doctors are people, too. And if they're only giving it to their family and their staff, maybe there's something wrong with that. But.
Well, I think also they don't want people, they don't want what happened with that couple in Arizona, they don't want people getting a prescription and then self-medicating. You know, this is, I think that's another part of it. This is, you remember, like, you know, during 9/11, I don't know if this happened all around the country, but in New York and New Jersey, people went nuts trying to get a hold of Cipro because of the anthrax threat.
I still have the Cipro I got then.
Throw it out because it's expired. But people went nuts with that. And so doctors were writing prescriptions for it, so people just had it in their house in case anthrax came to the front door. I mean, it was crazy. And I think that's what they're trying to prevent from happening.
Right. But how, in the meantime, does that keep people who ought to have it from having it just because of the...
I don't think you should have it unless you're in the hospital. You're not supposed to get this unless you're already hospitalized.
What they're saying is that doctors, because they believe that there's some success and that it works, they're ordering prescriptions to save for their own families just in case there's a shortage and a run on it because of the number of cases. And so that's
Remember I asked Ken that question?
Yeah, if you create an unnecessary demand. Right, you're creating unnecessary demand, essentially.
Yeah. Well, there's a demand. I'd want to... Well, you can get over it without the stuff if you're taking care of yourself. Your immune system...
Most people do.
You know, you have enough vitamin C around, or you somehow can get vitamin C, that sort of thing. Echinacea, zinc is especially good for this sort of thing. So, yeah. But I think we learned, the most that I've learned in one single conversation was the discussion yesterday that we had about how doing things, what kind of an organism it was. Did we discuss that enough, or do we need to discuss it more? What the cell structure is about, and why soap and water eat away. It's a fat. The molecule is covered with fat that has this is not a living organism. It's a protein molecule, and that may be over the heads of a lot of people. The molecule isn't a killer. It decays in your system, and the fact that it's covered with fat, if you wash your hands with soap, soap melts fat. And that's why everybody, you know, if you didn't know before why you were being asked to wash your hands with real soap, that's the reason. Alcohol also dissolves fat. So that's, antibiotics are useless. They really are, because this is not, I think early on I explained that this didn't, our genetic makeup doesn't react to this stuff. And that's one of the reasons you can tell that it was made in a laboratory. Anybody who tells you this was not something that that came from bats is out of his batty themselves. This was definitely developed. And so, but at this point, you know, there are a lot of people, wow, I got to get the Chinese. I don't really know what to do about that. I know what I'm going to do personally. And, you know, you can all make up your own mind about what you want to do regarding buying things that are made in China. But it's that's the responsibility. Pointing fingers at this point doesn't do any good unless we go back to the same way of doing business that we did before. And that's creating the monster. It helps to continue to feed the monster that we've already created. So that's not going to do anybody any good. But soap and water, that's it. Gargle, warm water, tea, that sort of thing, so that stuff like that can't live in your mouth. That's another thing that I hear from all the doctors that I'm talking to. And having moisturized hands. You were talking about that yesterday, Victoria.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been talking about that forever. For every flu season, I always remind my parents, because they always get the flu shot, and they're always very cautious about washing their hands.
Sunshine.
As everyone should.
Breaks this down. UV light breaks it down. Vinegar doesn't, you know, apple cider vinegar, I'm a great believer in that, but that's not going to be any good here. I have been gargling
hydrogen peroxide.
Peroxide, yeah, right. And that seems to makes my mouth feel good in the morning when I'm getting ready to go on the air. Today is International Epilepsy Day, in some circles known as Purple Day, dedicated to increasing awareness about epilepsy all around the world. People wear purple. Probably not today, hosting events. This year will all be online in order to bring a lot of attention to it. Day was created back about 12 years ago by Cassidy Meegan, a young girl who struggled with epilepsy. That same year, the Epilepsy Association of Nova Scotia joined Cassidy to help her get her idea off the ground. And in 2009, the day was launched internationally. Since then, a lot of schools and businesses, organizations, a lot of celebrities, politicians, that sort of thing, have become involved with this day. If you don't know about epilepsy, it's basically a brain condition that causes seizures, and they happen over and over again. Sometimes they happen less frequently than with others. It depends on how your mind is working, how it works. My last dog, Charlotte, had epileptic seizures. She'd have them once a month, and then they go away and come back. It is a nervous cell. It happens in animals, yes, as well as it does in humans. The nerve cells and neurons communicate in the brain through electrical and chemical signals. The seizures come from a sudden discharge in your brain. They don't all look the same. Some cause blank stares. Others cause muscle spasms, odd sensations, uncontrolled movements, that sort of thing, even convulsions. All depends on where the discharge happens in the brain. The seizures may be triggered by things like lack of sleep, missing meals, forgetting medication, extreme stress, illness, that sort of thing. Screens even flickering on younger folks.
A lot of epileptic warnings on screens now. When you watch certain movies and things, you'll see a warning for that, the flashing lights.
So it's International Epilepsy Day, something else for us to think about here. DJV time is 10 before the hour.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product
fact I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour here on the Thursday DJV program. Let's get to the first item of interest here, Victoria, which is what Lyft is doing to help people who are having a problem. Maybe that's pretty much everybody. What are they doing?
Well, Lyft is offering free or discounted bike share trips to workers fighting the coronavirus. And so they're inviting certain workers in New York City, Boston, and Chicago to sign up for free one-month memberships. And this is to basically help nurses, doctors, first responders, anybody who needs to get to hospitals and get to their jobs without doing public transportation, because obviously no one really wants to ride on a subway or on a bus. So Lyft is saying that cycling is still considered to be very safe, and you know you're not just stuck in one place with a lot of people with germs. So they want to make it easier for all these first responders to get to their jobs, and so they have beefed up their cleaning procedures with the bikes. They're sanitizing every bike between each trip, and so they want to make sure that that they're doing everything as safely as possible. There are obviously a growing number of people in those three cities, New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, Boston, four cities, where they're seeing a surge in cycling, and the bike shares are pretty much in every major city now. Lyft is actually the largest bike share operator in all of North America. And so in New York City, City Bike has the contract there. So they're also offering free 30-day memberships for people who work in healthcare, public transportation, first responders, and city employees who still have to go into the office. And
essentially, they can, healthcare employers like hospitals and clinics are being instructed to email Lyft and obtain the enrollment information, and then they can distribute that to their staff. And then they will all get free, unlimited 45-minute trips on traditional bikes, and then electric bikes, they'll get that membership for up to 30 days. In Chicago, healthcare workers can take free rides on the city's Divvy bike system through April 30th. And for other riders, Lyft will be discounting the price of single rides from $3 down to $1. And if you want to sign up for an annual membership, this is a great time because they basically cut it in half. So now it's $49.50 for the year. In Boston, hospital workers can get a free 30-day membership to the public bike share system, which is called Blue Bikes. And eligible employees will receive a $20 discount code to get a regular 30-day pass free. So lots of good stuff happening, and biking does seem to be the safest way, the safest mode of transportation if you're in a major city.
All right. Here's something from Google. They're beginning to roll out a real-time translation app.
The Geek Out.
After showing it off back in January, Google is now rolling out real-time translation transcriptions inside the Google Translate app. The app does an amazing job simply at transcribing spoken words in real time with a bizarre level of accuracy, but now it adds the ability to translate into 8 currently supported languages. The functionality is also part of the Android Recorder app found in the Pixel 4, and it does require an internet connection, at least for now. This seems to be an amazing tool for lectures, events, and even conversations right there in the palm of your hand on a device most already own. The new Google Translate is rolling out now and will appear for iOS down the road.
The all-new Highlander comes equipped with 5 USB ports, perfect for fully charging everyone's smartphone. No phone is dying on your watch. That's how you go Highlander. Toyota, let's go places. May not be compatible with all mobile phones, MP3 WMA players, and like models.
All right, CBS looks like they're offering all access for a month without charge. Is that the right read here, Victoria?
It is, and it's great timing because if you think about it, people have kind of already almost burned through what's on Netflix, what's on Hulu. So CBS is now coming in saying that you can get one whole month. Instead of just the usual 7 days, you can get a free month-long trial of CBS All Access. And the first season of Star Trek Picard is coming to an end. And so a lot of people are interested
in
that.
Did you see that?
I haven't seen it because I don't have CBS All Access, but you know what? I am going to sign up for the free trial. So this is also going to give you access to Picard. You can see that whole season. You'll get the whole CBS All Access catalog. So it's every episode of Star Trek ever made, including the CBS All Access exclusive Star Trek Discovery. That's the new one. Cheers, CSI, CSI Miami, Frasier, The Good Wife, The Good Fight, all of the NCIS shows, Survivor, The Twilight Zone, which is supposed to be really good, and Twin Peaks. So it's kind of cool that, you know, if this is going until April 23rd. So all you do, go to CBS All Access, use the code GIFT, G-I-F-T, anytime before the 23rd of April, and it's free.
This, too, will pass. Keep that in your mind as you go through the day. 59 past the hour on the DJ.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.